In his 2.5 seasons in the NFL, Anthony Barr has become a feared linebacker on the Vikings defense. A defender who opposing offenses look for as soon as they line up.
I think Anthony is obviously as talented as any player in the NFL. And, you know, he's going to get as much out of his ability as he's willing to put in. And I think he's just starting to understand. And I think everybody's really trying to understand is how good can he be. And the best part about Anthony is, you know, there's no limit. And he's going to continue just to strive for more and do more. And obviously his gameplay is excellent. And, you know, the way he works with his teammates, he leads the huddle. I mean, the things he does as a young player is certainly impressive. And obviously his play speaks for itself. So, you know, I'm certainly proud of the way he's kind of just continued to grind this first couple of years. For me to sit here and help him, but also watch him just go out there and just do things on the football field that are tough to do. And, you know, and it's fun to do it alongside him.
With his tall frame, he has the talent, skills, and physical makeup to continue to be a Pro Bowl player for years to come.
You can see all the unique tools that he has by the way Coach Zimmer and the defensive staff utilize him. And he seems when we need to make a significant play on defense or something to turn the game around, he's the type of talent that can turn a game around making an individual play.
While he plays with little fear on the football field, he does fear one thing: making sure he doesn't disappoint the most important person in his life.
She means the world to me, obviously. You know, she brought me into this world, you know, so I owe her so much. And to just put me in a position that she's been able to put me in, starting from when I was a little kid, running around and put me in good schools and making sure I was staying in my books. I'm very appreciative of her.
Lori and Anthony Barr have a special relationship. She's been the rock of stability throughout his entire life. But things weren't the easiest for Lori trying to raise Anthony on her own.
It was a surprise, for sure. It wasn't something that was in my plan. But, you know, kids are never a mistake. Babies are never a mistake. And so he came into my life and we had to shift gears and figure things out from there. And we were fortunate that we had my mom and dad and my circle of support and my immediate family. So we were able to go home from Indiana back to Los Angeles and receive that support.
Growing up, it's hard to kind of fully understand what's going on. You know, you understand, okay, mom goes to work at this time and she gets home at this time, and all throughout that, you know, I'm kind of busy, preoccupied, doing my own thing, you know, so you don't really realize at the time, but you get to about 10, 11, 12, you start realizing, oh wow, you know, she's working hard, you know, and you appreciate it and makes you just want to give her as much as possible.
Having her parents around to assist Lori in raising Anthony allowed her to stay in college and focused on her career. Not every single mother has that luxury, which is why Anthony and Lori started the Anthony Barr Foundation. The foundation's mission is to provide young single mothers with resources to pursue higher education.
It was something that we lived through and that we feel is close to us, obviously, and we want to just kind of provide some type of opportunity or some type of light in the lives of maybe those that aren't as fortunate as myself and my mom, and kind of the position that we're in now gives us the opportunity to come back and put a little smile on a couple guys' faces, a couple kids' faces today.
To give back to others who are in similar situations, the mother and son spent a day last week at the Jeremiah Program. Located in downtown Minneapolis, the program prepares single mothers to excel in the workforce, readies their children to succeed in school, and reduces generational dependence on public assistance.
You know, kids full of energy, little ones. I know about 4 or 5 of them, but you know, they were fun. Then we moved on to the toddlers, and they're just learning to talk and walk, and then you move to the preschoolers, and it's like they're 25 years old, you know, they have full vocabulary and full energy, but it was a great time.
It's a really special opportunity for us to be able to partner with Jeremiah Program. They do such amazing work in supporting single moms in so many areas of their lives, and it was exciting for us to be able to find out about them because of our own experience and my own journey. We've kind of come full circle, you know, to see not that long ago, you know, 20 years ago, we were doing the same thing. We didn't have, you know, this, you know, wide circle of support, but we did have my family. So to be able to, you know, come here with my son, having, you know, walked that, you know, journey with him is really special. And it's really fun to kind of just come in and see these kids and see these moms and have this experience with them.
Teaming up with his role model and mother to start a new foundation is a dream come true for both Anthony and Lori. The pair made it through a difficult beginning and can now be an example for the many single mothers in the country. A pair that fought through challenges and adversity to find success.